Let's go to St. Mark chapter 11, 23. That's St. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. I'm going to read 22 also. And Jesus answered unto them, saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that's my subject tonight, today is this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye shall stand praying, forgive. The subject today is between the mountain and forgive, but let's finish it reading this. Back to 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Mountains and forgiveness. Mountains and forgiveness. What's it? Let's think about it in the natural realm of the world. You got a mountain between me and, let's say me and Brother Vaughn right here. That means I got to climb up that hill, or either I got to go way around yonder pass, trying to finally get where I get to see Brother Vaughn. Mountains are generally a hindrance. Yeah. Mountains can be difficult. I believe this scripture right here can be used in the text. It's not a physical mountain, but a spiritual mountain. Something's hindering me to get over to see Brother Vaughn. It's going to be as a spiritual mountain. I got a problem. I got to figure out how to get over there. I want to go see Vaughn. He wants to come see me. You know, the reason too, I'm saying this is a spiritual mountain. Just stay right there, Mark. I'm going to go over in Corinthians and read something right quick. This is 13:1. This is Paul speaking. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. That's a spiritual mountain. I think this right here is referring to a spiritual mountain. Let me show you something else. You know, the Old Primitive Baptists generally do not use gimmicks in their preaching. But I'm going to show you something. I'll just do it this way. I want y'all to point at something. What do you do? Look at that. Look how my hand is made. You point at something. Okay. Y'all know in math, 4 quarters makes a dollar. You point at something. Let me show you something. That one finger is pointing you on the way, but I got a thumb right here that's holding back the other three. I got a problem with somebody, and I'm pointing it out at them. Oh, you're the problem. You got an issue. You got something going on. What's happening here? My thumb is holding back 3/4 of the problem. Think about it. Something natural you can remember. Well, let's see. If I'm pointing out a problem over here on somebody over yonder, look at what I'm doing. I'm showing one finger. I'm holding back 3 more. What is forgiveness? Turn that other one loose. I'm not saying to point like this, but turn some things loose. You've got a problem. The problem is not so much that person over there. It's 3/4 of it is you. That's what the Bible's teaching us. If we're going to hang on to a problem, hang on to everything that brother or sister has said to you, you're going to have problems. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been forgiven through the life blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Eternally, that has been taken care of by Jesus Christ. We'll be housed in the heaven of mortal glory by the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. What is he talking about? That is why we're living here today. We're going to have a problem as long as we're trying to give somebody else. Oh, you're the problem. You don't want to stir up the mess. Well, wait a minute. Aren't you remembering a bunch of stuff that you need to be forgetting about? What has God forgiven you? Your own personal self. You have a personal Savior. He went to the cross for you. He bled and died. If your sins are forgiven before Almighty God, and you want to hang on to them, but you know, the next fellow over here has got a little problem. Here's another little text to go with that. That goes back over to St. Matthew. St. Matthew 19, starting around 21. 19:21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said to him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Jesus is telling us this. Jesus gives them a wonderful example. I may read some of it here. Therefore, the kingdom, this is Jesus giving an example. Therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king which would take an account of his servants? Aren't we supposed to be servants? Servants one to another? Servants to God? And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, all that he had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Matthew 19, I'm down to verse 25 now. The servant fell down, I'm in verse 26 now. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me. I will pay thee. Put yourself, if God came and was taking account of you, would you not be saying, Lord, please forgive me? You know what you've done to the Almighty God of heaven. You know, I don't want to look in your closet. I got my own closet mess. You know what you've done. And you ask God to forgive you, and he forgives you. Now we know spiritually, eternally, we've been forgiven through the blood of Christ. But while we're living here today, there's a work for you and I to do. Work. A lot of times at work I tell folks, go on, move, get past this point. Quit holding a grudge. Yeah. Let it go. We have a Savior. We've been blessed. God has forgiven us for all our sins and trespasses. God has. Why can't I forgive this other brother? I'm over here holding back. Who's that problem? What are these other fingers pointing at the problem? This boy. Not that no younger. Three quarters of the time, it's me. I'm holding up a mountain between me and Brother Vaughn and me and Brother Sister. I'm the one remembering every little thing they said, every little word that they did, or every little action they did. What does that do to me? It puts me in a jail situation. It locks me up from having fellowship with my brothers and sisters. It locks me up with being able to get out and have a joyful time and forgive them. I don't have. Now, I realize when a fellow asks, you're supposed to forgive. Beat them to the punch, so to speak. Go on and forgive them before they ever come. Don't wait on them. I'm going to wait till they go to my house and give me a formal apology. You may be waiting a while, brother and sister. Something else Brother Ernie Stump said one time. He said, you want to help your blood pressure? Quit holding on to everything. What does that do when you hold your fist out there? Hold it out there for a while. You're going to get tired, but what's going to happen? You're going to run your blood pressure up. I said, let it go. I remember that sermon one time. That's so beautiful. Let some things go. Now, I know this problem. The folks are going to be a problem. Learn to avoid them. But if you don't want to, pardon the expression, put a little douse out of fire, go on and forgive them. Brother, I'm just go on and say, brother, I know you mean well out of this, or maybe you don't, but you know what? I forgive you. You know, that'll quell down a fiery situation in a hurry. Just say, look, I don't know if you realize, you know, that's something else too. That brother or sister that does something to you, they didn't mean it for harm. They didn't realize they may have said something, or what their action was contrary to what you want, what you were thinking. But yet you took it wrong. There's that three quarters pointing back at you. I took it wrong. He said it wrong. He's wrong color. It doesn't fit what I wanted. Think about it. He didn't know he offended. We're supposed to ask that brother, do you realize that what you said was one good, I misunderstood you? Or forgive them, please. Look what God has forgiven you and me. And we're able to go to sit at the king's table. And we want to be able to sit there and enjoy our food of gospel truth about God and His Son Jesus Christ. We want to enjoy it, but instead of sitting there going, well, let's see, I'm trying to remember what brother or sister so-and-so did to me, and I'm all upset. Now, I've got my stomach upset. Y'all fired up inside. You can't even enjoy your meal. That's the gel he's talking about. That's the mountain that can be dissolved. You ever thought about this, Josh? I thought about this morning too, Brother Vaughn. I was bouncing through this last night. A mountain is created from down below. It's either, as we know, the study of the science, the plates push together and it pushes up a mountain, or it's the lava underneath will push a mountain up. Very seldom will it pull itself back. But what will dissolve it down? Manna from above. Rain from above. It will dissolve that mountain and wash it down into the creeks. To dissolve, to tell a mountain to move. What mountain is he talking about? Move me, Lord. Move me. That's three quarters. Move me. Move me, because I've got a problem. I'm trying to hold on to something that's not worth holding on to. That's where the problem, that's where the forgive the brother, but you need to figure out how to forgive yourself and ask God, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to see what you have in store for me. I know that you're my Savior. I know that you will give me courage to go through all the fight. We have a victory that's already won. We just got to travel here. Help me to forgive my brother and move that mountain between me and my brother and sister, that we may harmonize together. And now, what's going to take that? That's going to take that manna from above, that rain from above, to dissolve it, to push it away. Because I can only dig out on the side of a hill just so long, so much, but you never notice how that rain will just make a mountain just wash away quickly. It just dissolves it, and when more and more rain and manna from above, it will dissolve it. And you see it, Lord, I thank you for helping me. I'm getting to see that mountain can be gone out of my life, that I'm able to see my brother face to face and rejoice in him and give God the praise, honor, and glory, because God helped me move. God moved the mountain for me. I didn't move it. I see God moved it for me. Give God the praise. That's the mountain I believe he's talking about over there. That's that part about forgiveness. Because he says it in here. Let me go back over and grab that one. I'm back over to Mark. Mark 11:26. I'm going to read that, then I'm going to come back to Matthew. But 11:26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. He's the King, your Heavenly Father, God, is not happy with you holding a grudge against somebody all the time. He wants you to be at peace. How do you have that peace? Give God the praise, honor, and glory, and forgive one another. Oh yeah, by the way, what's the Lord's Prayer over here? It taught us how to pray. I'll read it right quick, just fresh your memory. This is out of Matthew 6:9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That sounds good. Well, we're really rocking and rolling. Give us this day our daily bread. I want to eat, Lord. Yes, I want to eat. And forgive us our debts. And forgive us our debts. Yes, Lord, I want you to forgive me my debts. And as we forgive our debtors. Oh, wait a minute now. Oh, I'm not going to forgive my debtors. I'm going to hang on to it. I'm gonna keep holding on to this over here. He's just telling us right there to forgive. Forgive. And let us not be tempted. Lead us not into temptation. So many times we just skip over that forgive part. We are to forgive. That is a work while we're living here. Because we want a happy life. And to praise God correctly. That's moving that mountain. That's seeing that mountain between me and my brothers, me and my sisters, me and my folks I'm around. Get it out of my way, Lord. Believe. That's what he's teaching us over there. Back over in Mark. I'm back to Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, this is the words of Christ, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Be thou removed. What? That mountain be removed. I'm going to get out there with picks and shovel and start digging it down. There's only so much I can do. I need help, Lord. I need help. I need to depend on the Lord. And be thou cast into the sea. It's gone. It's gone. And shall not doubt in his heart. We have a lot of doubts. That's something we're supposed to work on. God's promises are true. God sent his only begotten Son to this earth to bleed and die for all those the Father gave him. We studied that out of St. John 17. We understand that. We believe it and embrace it. But when it comes time to forgive our brothers and sisters, we start saying, wait a minute, I'm going to hold on to it. Christ is forgiven. God has forgiven us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Look what he's done for you. Why can't you extend that forgiveness to your brothers and sisters? Yeah, you're going to have folks you're going to have some arguments with and contrary with it seems at times. But learn how to get over it and forgive and say, that argument was not worth it. It's not going to make a hill of beans. That was just man arguing with man. God. Did we not finish a song? It is finished? If it's finished, why are we still trying to build on something that's finished? Think about it. So this week, there's some, like I said earlier on, generally don't use items to show in preaching. But does he not teach us in our feet how we walk, how we see, how we hear and listen? Think about it this week with your hands. When you start trying to argue at somebody, well, they did this so-and-so, did so-and-so. As a reminder right there. I'm holding back from forgiving. It's hindering me. It will hinder you from loving your brothers and sisters properly. Yeah. Forgive them. Forgive them for what they've done to you. As a matter of fact, what did Christ say? Forgive them for they know not what they've done. What have you done to others? And you didn't realize. You offended them. You didn't realize you said something that was contrary to maybe the scriptures. And you hurt their feelings. And now don't you want them to forgive you? My goodness, I do. I want y'all to forgive me. Please forgive me. Because I know I say things, and I'm this mortal clay, wrong. I may have actions that are contrary to what you think may be right. But if we get on past that point, we can learn to love one another and hug each other around the neck, so to speak, and embrace each other and see there may be another way of solving a problem. You think about that? There may be another way to look at this situation and say, Lord, this brother's got a good idea. We need to try his idea. Or this sister's got a better way of baking a cake. Instead of it always got to always be me. 3/4 of the time, it's this old boy's problem. Because I'm trying to remember everything you did to me. I'm trying to remember every little ump and pump and bloop and blah you've said to me or action. Forget about it. Press on forward that you may worship God, that you may not be like that old boy over there in Matthew. Well, he wound up, he didn't forgive his brother. And what happened to him? He wound up having to go to jail. And that was a spiritual jail. A timely jail time. He didn't get to enjoy his God like he could have. So as this coming week and time to go along, even when you see folks pointing at one another, oh, they're doing this fella doing this wrong and that and doing that wrong. Wait a minute. Maybe he's picking out something that's not needing to be brought up. It needs to be left alone. Maybe they've just heard it wrong. Or maybe it's their own personal problems. Forgive one another. Please forgive one another. Work on it. That's something you can work on the rest of your life and still... You mishear it. It's missaid. You don't get all the view of something. And the first thing you want to do is get all upset at somebody. To what avail? What good is that going to do you to worshiping God? Look what Christ Jesus went to the cross and bled and died for us. And we've been forgiven through His finished work on the cross. I hope I've said something to you to kind of get you thinking about that. I thought it was sort of simple. But if we keep it simple, the little ones understand. And when they understand it, they'll be able to go forward and worship God correctly, loving one another, forgiving one another. It's put in here for us to learn from.